Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics. Hot Topics.
Hot Topics are brought to you by the Colville Rodeo. Our buddy Rick's in studio today. Rick, do you have any Hot Topics you'd like to discuss, Rick? I didn't give you any heads up.
Not really. I got 6 out of 7 on trivia, so I feel good.
Yeah, you feel good about yourself.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
A little bit.
I do have one that's been on my mind, and it's just one of those that we've been busy today. We didn't really get to it, but the passing of Bill Walton.
Yeah.
I mean, that was just a sad deal. He is a, you know, NBA legend.
I forgot that he had cancer, Kevin. So when I saw it, it was it surprised me. I was like, oh, wait, what? What happened there? And then I also didn't realize... I thought Bill Walton was older than 71.
That's exactly what I thought, too, when I saw him. Like, oh, that's right. He's only 71.
Yeah, which is, you know, relatively young anymore. And I thought, holy smokes, I thought he was older than that.
Well, he was a guy that many, many years ago, I wish I remembered where it was, that we saw Bill Walton.
Oh, boy. In an elevator somewhere, getting out. I think it was Salt Lake City, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, that might have been.
Yeah.
It was definitely during the NCAA tournament with the Zags. And Bill Walton getting in and out of the elevator.
It was very painful to watch.
It made me hurt
for him. Did he have to duck?
Yeah, and it just looked like it took everything he had to move his body to get through. You just go, listen, when you're that big, your body doesn't hold up very well.
Yeah.
And so it was just one of those, and that was quite a few years ago. And I know there's people who don't like the way he did, you know, his... color commentary.
Yeah.
There's people who love it. He was entertaining. And the guy had passion for basketball.
For sure, yeah. Yeah, there was times it was annoying because if you wanted to just pay attention to the game, because that's not what he did. He was always going to add a lot of color commentary to it. But yeah, he obviously was, you know, famous and notable and in the industry was gigantic, figuratively and literally.
I saw our buddy Big Ed, who does a great Bill Walton impression.
Huge fan. Longest post I've ever seen, by the way.
Yeah, loved him. And he had to make a good post about it.
Yeah.
And I'm guessing you didn't read it. I did not.
I scanned.
Because it went by too fast and I didn't get a chance to read it. But I thought it was interesting that he was like, the best show that was on TV every week was when Bill Walton would do a game.
Right.
Because if you look at it as, I just want to hear the entertainment, he was pretty entertaining.
It was insane how his mind worked, how he could go weave a story into nothing.
Yeah.
And then right back into something else.
When they did some of his highlights.
He took his shirt off and stuff. It was hilarious. I mean, some of the stuff that he did was so funny. Yeah, it was fun to watch those. Yeah, that was a weird one yesterday. I wasn't ready for that.
Yeah.
Hold on for a second, Kevin. Sean from Thompson Falls. Hey, bud.
Hey, boy.
What are you doing?
Now that I was enjoying the conversation about Bill Walton.
Yes, sir. Appreciate that. Did you see a movie over the weekend?
Yes, and I also have a NASCAR.
Give me the NASCAR.
Okay. Christopher Bell won the Coca-Cola 600.
Boogity, boogity, boogity.
After it was shortened by rain.
Oh, I hate that.
249 laps completed.
I feel like that's still plenty.
It feels like enough.
Yeah, 249. It's like, yeah, cool. Good enough, guys. Let's go.
Well, yeah, 600-mile race.
Man. Sean, have you ever played golf?
Garfield on Friday.
Have you ever played golf, by the way, Sean?
No, I want to learn how to play. My dad tried teaching me.
Kevin, don't you think like if younger. Sean ever got the hang of it, like he'd be able to hit the ball like 10 miles?
Oh, yeah,
miles,
for sure.
Hit that ball.
He's a tall, strong man.
More importantly, Sean, have you ever seen the snake prank that they do to people when they're golfing? Have you seen that one where it's like a snake on a rope and they put it?
I've seen the Impractical Jokers do it.
Oh, okay.
Like they tie it to... Do they tie it to their ankle or stick it in their back pocket? What do
they
do?
I don't really know. I think it must be in their back pocket. I'm not sure how they do it, Jay, because obviously you do it and the guy has no idea.
Right.
And then you go, oh, snake! And he turns around and sees it and then
tries
takes off running and they fall and it's hilarity ensues. I just wanted you to spend your day doing that today.
There's nothing hilarious about that.
You're not a big snake fan, Rick?
I absolutely hate the biggest fear in my life is snakes.
Oh, thank you for the tip.
Yeah, no problem.
You said that out loud on this show. That wasn't that bright.
Yeah.
So he's more like Indiana Jones than we thought originally.
Exactly.
Correct, yeah.
Okay.
And what was the movie you saw, Sean?
Garfield.
Oh, that's right.
Oh,
Garfield.
Yes.
Yeah. And what was the review there?
Uh-oh.
35 and a half out of 35 and a half.
Wow. Man. Was it a very funny movie?
It was funny.
Yeah, good. Good.
Was that Chris Pratt?
Chris Pratt.
Samuel L. Jackson.
Samuel L. Jackson. The only thing is, I was sitting across. I always sit in the front row.
Okay.
Okay.
And there was a youngster that kept talking throughout the movie, and I was like, no.
Yeah, that's kind of a bummer.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you enjoy any lasagna pre or post movie?
Good question.
No. I did have chili for dinner last night, though.
Mm. Oh, good enough.
Okay. Wow. Yeah. A homemade chili?
Yes.
Wow. Very good. All right, buddy. Well, what's the movie this week?
Same one.
Oh, okay.
Oh, so you want to go back again, even though it was 35 and a half out of 35 and
yes,
a half.
I want to go back again, but my mom always makes the good point. I've always seen it. So why go back? Even though I did see Sound of Freedom 4 times.
Right. Well, some of them you just love.
You know what? Maybe you could say, well, Mom, this time I'd like to see it without the youngster talking through the whole movie.
That's a great point. Yeah.
Thank you.
That is a very fair point, Jay.
Thank you. And good luck with that.
Well, then there's high school graduation here for Saturday.
Oh, very good. Okay. Did you go to the graduation?
Yes.
Wow. Okay. Very good. All right, buddy. Well, we'll talk to you. You know what? Call Friday. If Kevin's up for it, we'll do a little name that tune.
Okay.
Okay, buddy. We'll
Bye.
See you.
Kevin. Saying bye.
Bye. What is the go-to move when someone's talking in a movie theater, Rick?
You don't want to know my answer.
Do you confront? Or do you like try to block it out? Or you move? I mean,
you try to ignore it. I mean, it's happened a couple times to me, and I just turn around and I'm like, let's give them the stare down. Like,
just kind of,
I will end you right now if you don't shut up.
Just kind of the first of all is the glance. That's move
number
one.
Yeah, the glance is move number one.
Yeah.
Do you ever do the shush?
No, because that's just annoying. You're being loud too.
I think it would be funny. I have this flashlight at my house that I used to. The dogs would run around, and the backyard kind of goes at an angle where once they get to the very back of my yard, you can't see them when it's dark out. So I bought one of those flashlights that has like, you know, the one that's like 8 trillion candlelight or whatever it is. However it is they measure that. And I thought, would it be funny to take that to the theater? And then if someone is talking, you just turn around and go,
please be quiet.
You just have the flashlight right in their face. Would that do it?
Oh, that'd do it all right.
As you exit the movie theater by getting kicked out, yes.
Come on, man.
Banned for life. 99.9
Coyote Country. Out. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I lied. I do know someone traveling. Uncle Rick and Aunt Vicky are coming over for the weekend.
Wow.
Staying with you?
No.
Kevin James.
Do you ever call him Ricky, like Uncle Rick and Aunt Vicky?
Oh, yeah. That's their celebrity name.
I love it.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Kevin, guess what was decided when you left the studio?
I don't know.
Turn your headphones up right now. It's time to name that tune. Time to name that tune.
Hilarious. Kick a man while he's down, Rick. Let's go.
2014.
Oh, don't. Are we going to say the year?
Yeah. No, we didn't pick a year. Just
no,
random.
I just did. 2014. Ready?
So they're all from that year?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, good.
You don't like that year?
I don't know, Jason. I'm not like Rick. He knows instantly, probably 10 songs from 2014.
Rick, name one, and if you get one right of the ones that I have pulled up, instant point.
Bartender by Lady Antebellum.
Incorrect. 3, 2, 1.
Kevin.
Kevin.
That is, oh, good God.
Come on, Kevin.
Yeah, Riverbank, Brad Paisley.
Yeah,
good job, Kevin.
Jeez. Panic.
One of his most popular songs.
I think it was, I was so shocked that it was me that had to talk. I just forgot what I was supposed to do.
3, 2, 1.
Rick, Dirt by FGL.
What a song.
3, 2, 1.
Rick.
Kevin.
Bottoms Up, Brandon Gilbert.
3, 2, 1.
Rick. That's it. Oh no. Not pontoon.
Oh.
I would say day drinking. I don't. Gosh darn it.
Kevin, chance to steal.
Oh gosh darn it.
Kevin. Rascal Flatts, Mayberry.
Correct. 1 point, Kevin.
Was this 2014?
Show you off, Dan and Shay.
Wow.
No
problem. Wow.
I thought it was 2015 for some reason, but good job, Jay.
Good job, Jay.
I don't know why. I got a good job. Hey, hey.
Point for Jay. Point for Jay.
Everybody.
What did I get? What did I get that for? 3, 2, 1.
Rick.
Kevin.
Ooh. Girl Crush, Little Big Town.
Are you sure it's not Taylor Swift?
I'm sure.
I know. I got a girl. I'm gonna go writer on this. It's okay.
You're just gonna. Rick wants to do writers. That would be
no, no.
That song was
no.
written by Jimmy McBuckets, and I love that song.
I remember Slim talking about this when Anna always said, "You know who wrote this song? You know who wrote this?" That's when it first came out.
Yeah,
2014 writers.
Yeah, right.
Taylor Swift, baby.
3, 2, 1.
Rick.
Kevin.
Ooh.
Who's in, Rick?
I think Rick might have got that.
It's Cole Swindell, Hope You Get Lonely. That was close, Kevin.
That was very close. I don't know.
I like Cole Swindell.
He's
very good.
That's a boy. That's a good song. I forgot about that song.
Boy, there's another guy with a cry in his voice.
Yeah, too. For sure. Yep.
Man, I had a moment this weekend where...
You cried?
The bride, yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
The bride, her father had passed away.
Mm-hmm.
And so she danced with her brother to Cole Swindell's You Should Be Here.
Yeah. Oh, yep.
And I
wow.
was like, I
can't even watch that video.
This.
Makes
no.
me cry.
No, that, if you didn't cry, you're not a human being at that point.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, wow. Okay, all right, refocus. Ready?
Sure.
Sure. 3, 2, 1.
Rick.
Kevin.
Come on, Kevin. Say, Kevin, you know you want to. It's Sam Hunt. No, Break Up in a Small Town.
Wow.
I was going to get there. I just had to beat Kevin to Sam Hunt.
4-2. 4-2.
I'd show up, she come walking.
3, 2, 1.
Rick.
Yeah.
Up All Night, John Party.
What a song.
Yes.
This is the one that I wish would have been more popular.
It was his first song, was this his first song? No, it was not his first song.
I saw John Party celebrated, I think it was 114 days of sobriety.
Oh, is that right? Good for him.
Yeah. Fantastic.
Yeah.
I mean, after his wife had the kid and everything, or about that, whatever it was, he's like, yeah, time to sober up.
Yeah, I like, you know what? He got himself where he needed to be, so good work by him.
Yeah, good job.
This one, triple the points.
Good.
5-2 in favor of... All right, let's go 10 times the points then.
That might help.
Yeah. 50 times the points. 1 million points.
Oh, wow.
3, 2, 1.
Rick.
Rick.
Bartender, Lady Annabelle.
I mean, come on, man. You knew it had to happen at some point. 8 o'clock. Well, that's a good song. I did want to... Let me see if I can... I wanted to play this song. Hold on. And
from 2014.
Yeah, 2014. Oh, is that not... Oh, I see.
That's 10 years ago now.
Spelled it wrong. Hold on.
Oh, wow. It sure is.
Yeah, it never feels right.
It doesn't. It absolutely does not.
When it happens, it becomes the 10-year. You just go, no way.
1 trillion points. 3, 2, uno.
Rick. Frankie Ballard, Sunshine and Whiskey.
You're kind of stupid with your speed.
Yeah,
no, you're not
possible?
Stupid. Your speed is stupid.
I love that song.
Yeah. I like beating Kevin at the songs I know he likes. At the time I'm saying the song, I'm like, Kevin likes the song more than I do, and I'm still going to beat him.
Okay.
How do you have time to think that many thoughts?
Yeah.
It's just the way the mind works.
Yeah. Yeah. You can't. I don't know if you can train yourself on all that, or if it's just a skill that you have. I suppose if you really, really trained hard, you could do it, but.
There's no training. It's just like a stupid memory, but it bites me in the tuchus every now and then, too.
Having that good a memory?
Yeah, because when you're wrong, people let you know you're wrong. You're like, you want to say you're right, and they're like, they prove you like, oh, no.
Yeah. You're like, I thought for sure I was right on that.
Yeah.
We just got a message on Facebook from Aaron who says, so, my car tells me quick what songs are coming up next. So, like, Jay, when you load them on the computer or whatever, they must show up on her screen.
It shows up on her RDS. So what's ask her what's showing up next. I don't know if she's safe for her to text.
I don't know either. But,
I mean, pull over or something and message us. That's insane.
Because, I mean.
I'm not sure how that would work.
I wonder if the car couldn't beat Rick.
It would be close. They have that Beat Shazam show on Fox or whatever it was, and I've done decent at that.
Have you won most of the time?
No, because, I mean, I don't know a lot of the... I mean, I know...
You don't know regular songs?
Yeah, rock and rap and all that, but it's like, I can come close.
Yeah. I mean, if it was country, that would be...
I'd own their soul.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if we got to do that.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Visit the cemetery. That's what I should
say. What did you say?
I said where the people are buried.
Yeah, well.
It didn't sound as nice. I just trailed off on it and it was like,
People are buried. Well, it feels weird.
Yes, they're visiting the cemetery.
Yeah, it's like.
Where their parents are.
Kevin James.
That one was better.
Yeah, that's.
Thank you.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Hang on, we're going to qualify somebody for the prize today for the month of May. We are doing the Megan Maroney Riverfront Park concert tickets today. So stand by. In about probably 20 minutes, we'll qualify. We have four qualifiers a day, and then we draw at the end of the day. So two for us, two for Jim in the afternoon. Our second one coming up in about 20 minutes.
Kevin's Clip of the Day.
Kevin Eugene's Clip of the Day.
Hardy is a fun gentleman.
Seems like it.
He's just got a fun vibe to him.
Yeah.
It seems like.
It's fair.
And I do feel like Hardy is just one of the boys, kind of. But, you know, he does have a lady in his life. And... he got that lady back in college, I believe.
Okay, just say it with authority and we'll believe it.
Well, I can't remember how all this story goes, but she talks about Hardy and some of his moves and the things that he, you know, says to her. And she laughs about it. And you can tell. It's like, it's just Michael.
And so I was like, hi, and we hugged, and it was...
And his first thought was, she's tall.
Like, this girl's tall. Like, God. And he said my voice was, like, deeper than he thought it would be. I was like, great, off to a good start. I'm Shrek. Like,
oh, no.
Fabulous.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
I'm like, that is so him, too. If you know him, like, he will be trying to give a compliment, and then it's like, it just...
Doesn't quite.
I'm like, oh, you're almost quite there. Land. You were
so close.
Like, oh my God. Like, you should hear it. Like, when he tries to compliment my, like, award show dresses, like, he just says the most weird. Like, I wore this one dress with, like, this big structured, like, silver ruffle on it. And he was like, you look like silver bacon, like a big silver bacon. And
wow.
I was like, yeah. Like,
thanks.
Yes. So that just, like, sums it all up perfectly.
You look like silver bacon.
Silver bacon. It's just, and when you picture Hardy, it's if you know him, it does seem like exactly. And in his mind, that's a really nice compliment.
He has the same mindset. I honestly believe he has that. I would say something like that along those lines, too. It's like, I feel like I'm giving a compliment, and then people just stare at me. I'm like, did I say something wrong?
My head, that sounded great.
That was the nicest thing ever. Why are you staring at me?
Right.
Could you imagine silver bacon?
I mean, I like bacon, and yours is like silver and stuff. So,
wanted gold bacon, was she really wanted.
That sounds like it, yeah.
My cousin, whose last name was Silver, she married a guy with the last name Bacon. So we joked that she would be silver bacon.
Wow, look at that.
Wow, okay.
Oh, gosh, that one would have been worth hyphenating for sure.
Needs to get that dress, apparently.
Yeah, absolutely.
I guess so.
Silver bacon, wearing silver bacon.
That is a podcast that the host was not helping much because she was laughing so hard. That was Carolyn Hobby, who used to be in a musical group. Jay, what group was she in?
I don't know. No, I don't know that.
Was she one of the versions of the group that had very many different versions and still has
Menudo?
That group, yeah.
It's kind of like
Stealing Angels?
Female Menudo. Stealing Angels. Yes, thank you, Steve.
Oh, wow.
How did you know that?
Oh, Google is an amazing tool.
Yeah.
Stealing Angels. It was the, Jennifer Wayne,
mm-hmm.
Taylor Lynn, the granddaughter of Loretta Lynn. Or daughter? No, I can't remember.
Yeah.
Let's go. She looks pretty young. And then Carolyn. They were in the group. They were the first. And then that group eventually turned into... God, why can't I think of the name of the group? They're... Jay, help me out here. Jen Wayne, the group that she's in.
Oh, yeah, she was in the three-girl group.
Yeah. Still is.
It always has been a three-girl group.
Oh, Runaway June.
Yes.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. God, I need a pill or something.
Something for sure.
Yeah, so Stealing Angels then turned into Runaway June, and they just changed the name after they switched out people. But yes. She does a lot of the interviews, and she's very well-connected in, you know, Nashville with a lot of the people, and... She's funny, but yeah, in that interview, she was not asking any questions. She was just laughing her head off the entire
time.
Yeah,
just tell good stories and you're good.
Yeah.
That's a bad compliment. That's a bad way to make a good compliment. I mean, you tried, but at least she understands it.
Do you want to have another tidbit about her and see how bad this one is?
I don't know. I couldn't get to Runaway June before Steve, so yeah,
you couldn't.
Know.
I know. Sorry, we were struggling.
Yeah.
And
I don't ever apologize.
She is married to gentleman from one of the bands that sang a song that thanks, he's very
Kevin.
Tall.
Uh-huh.
1,000 Horses, is that the name of a band?
Yes.
Yeah, they sing that Smoke Something song.
Smoke Something song.
Yeah. We'll get there, Kevin, don't worry.
Will we?
Yes, maybe.
They 1,000 Horses.
Do you want to know the man's name? Is that what you're trying
Michael,
to get?
No, Michael is his name. I know that.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't remember the name of their song because they did. They had that one song that was it just called Smoke?
Smoke.
Yes. I definitely know we played it back in the day.
2015, I believe it was.
It was called Smoke, yes.
Mm-hmm. Was that 2015, Jay?
I don't have the year.
It was, Rick. God, you're annoying. You're so annoying.
I just remember where I was when I first heard it. That's how my mind works.
Yep. Yeah, released January 24th. Congratulations, Rick, on the year.
It's impressive, Rick.
It is. It's good. Your mind's not cluttered with anything that doesn't need to be. Just all facts.
I was trying to just give you...
There should be some facts up here that's not there that I wish it was there.
Yeah, that's the bad part.
What?
You don't get to pick and choose the facts you keep. Sometimes your brain just kicks stuff out, and then you're like, why don't I know that?
We get a phone call from a kid. Why am I still at school? Oh, I was supposed to pick you up. Oh, no.
Yeah, but I do know the song Smoke from 1,000 Horses came out in 2015.
I know
get a
that.
Ride home.
Right.
Get an Uber.
Steve, let's see if you can play this game without Googling.
Oh, no.
Who is Jen Wayne related to? I mean, we did the little...
Bruce Wayne.
That.
Bruce Wayne.
Something.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I will say this, that my son, who lives with us now that he's virtual and all that with school, and he's 20.
May I ask what happened to the other son?
What do you mean?
I thought he was home, too.
Well, he is, but he doesn't live with us anymore.
Oh, he doesn't?
No, huh?
Kevin James.
Oh, spread your wings and fly, Laners.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Consider him flown, bro.
Yeah, he's flown.
Yeah. Spread your wings and fly, bro. What the heck? Chance to qualify for the prize of the day for the month of May coming up in just a few minutes. Here.
He comes back for food, though, once in a while, right?
He's really good about it. He doesn't really do that.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, if we have dinner or something for a family, whatever, we do that. But, yeah. No, he's not like he comes home, oh, you guys eating?
Comes with a fork and a knife.
He just shows up with silverware at the door. What's going on in here?
It's all of his laundry piled up.
Yeah. No, he's really good with that. He doesn't do that, thankfully.
Spread your wings and fly, Laners.
Yeah, whatever it takes, man. Rick, you have a final thought?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
Final thoughts.
All right, our buddy Rick's here today hanging out. He brought us some pork chops, which was amazing. Thank you for that, by the way.
You're welcome. So, I'm on vacation this week, and, you know, list at home, you know, there's always something to list.
Mm-hmm.
And I love my wife to death, don't get me wrong.
Right, happy anniversary, 15 years over the weekend.
As that list, like, why is this list got, like, you wake up and it's front of your face. There's a list.
Yeah. Yeah, what's that?
Happy vacation.
Right.
No, it's fine. It's like stuff that needs to be, spring cleaning stuff and all that. I mean, my shop is a disaster right now. It always looks better when it's actually clean. You're like, oh, you're so excited. But getting to that point's the hardest part.
Agreed.
I mean, a little alcohol, a little better, you know. All right, chug a beer, let's do this kind of thing. But I'm on vacation, so shh, people.
Yeah.
Do what I want.
Don't care what time it is. Dang it, it's vacation. Fox. All right, Steve.
Oh, boy. Well, Rick, thanks for coming in. Always a pleasure to see you.
You're welcome.
And, for the little treats as well.
Yeah, little treats, also known as pork chops.
Yeah, little treats. I don't know. What do you say?
Thanks for the... What's for dinner? Oh, just little treats.
Okay, thanks for the pork chop.
Thank you. Yeah, it's not better. Yeah, that boy. All right. Good job, Steve.
Yeah. So, I'll take full responsibility on this one.
Oh.
Words are hard. Completely my fault.
Uh-oh.
The post that we had up on the Coyote Country Facebook page over the weekend said not once but twice Coyote County.
Yeah.
I forgot the R. And my apologies.
You were gonna, Coyote County. Well, we gave away cruise the tickets, the Coyote County Cruise.
Yeah.
And a Coyote County sweatshirt.
Which is actually Kootenai County, for those who don't know. That
I told Steve, I said we could, like, you know, we have often talked about, he didn't know that we have talked about separating the state and dividing it east and west, and that we would make our own state called, Kevin, Rick, do you know the
Liberty.
Name?
No. Liberty. Yeah,
yeah, Liberty, yeah. Liberty, State of Liberty. And then we said we would obviously would include North Idaho, but we don't know if they want us, so we'd see what we could do. They probably wouldn't, but...
That's your loss.
I know. I feel like there's some good. Loss. There's some good. I mean, if we told them it was only the good part of Washington, they still probably wouldn't take it.
Everything this side of Ellensburg, we're good.
And then we would just make one big county as well, and it'd be Coyote County.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah, but, you know, he showed it to me, too, and I didn't catch it because I was proofing it. He goes, does this look good? And I just glanced at it, you know. But in your mind, you're reading it like your mind knows. You know what I mean?
Right, that was the problem.
Yeah, that was it, because you're like, oh, no, I know what it says. It says Coyote Country. Oh, or does it?
Final thoughts.
Kevin?
I've spent some time because I realize this is the first that I got to get used to this, where my nephew got engaged.
Right.
And I want to make sure I know what I need to be calling her. I mean, obviously.
Did you look it up?
Yeah, I'm like, what do you call? What do I call my nephew's wife?
Yes, that's
And the first thing that comes up is niece-in-law.
Right. It sounds weird, though. I don't even think I've ever heard that.
Nephew's wife.
Right.
Or it's a lot to
name.
Say.
Or by their name, yeah.
Co-niece-in-law. I don't know what that is.
What is it?
I don't know. Co-niece-in-law. I'm
Co-niece-in-law.
Yeah.
Like
sounded like a food.
Oh, referring to your uncle's wife as an aunt, then... makes sense that you should call her a niece.
Yeah,
I agree with that.
I'm like, okay, that kind of makes sense. That I can see that reasoning at least.
Right.
What is that on incorrect.com?
Easy, bud.
Steve, you don't like that?
No, because it's not your niece.
Yeah, it's not. But it does, but niece-in-law sounds so weird.
It does.
I think I would always call her... my nephew's wife. I think I would always say that.
Or like most people, they forgot her name. So, hey, you over there.
Okay. Hey, bud.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess to me, because she becomes part of... And maybe it's because it's the first one in our family.
Sure.
So it's kind of... I mean, first one for me where it's like, oh, right, you're... I don't know. She's just a niece.
And yeah, whatever she's okay with, I guess.
She always called herself, you know, I'm your niece-to-be.
Oh, there you go.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Huh. All right. Maybe I'm wrong.
Whoa, that just happened. That was out loud on the air.
I think
final thoughts.
He already deleted it from the history.
Yeah, that's it. That won't be on the podcast, everybody.
I admitted,
so you know.
I was wrong about the Coyote County
thing. I know,
too.
You're on a roll right
now.
Yeah,
I'll admit it.
I will say, over the weekend on Friday night, we had talked about Jack Ryan on the air, and when I looked up Jack Ryan, I was like, wait, there's a fourth season to that show, to the TV show?
Is that the Krasinski
one? Is it already
one?
Out or is it coming out?
It's already out. It was out last summer, and I did not know. And yeah, it is, Kevin, the Krasinski one. And so I was like, whoa, there's a fourth. Have you watched the three?
I watched the three, and I think I started the fourth, and something happened, and I totally forgot about it.
Rick,
it's a fantastic
show. My wife and I was going to surprise her. We get downstairs where the surgery dog is, and we're getting ready to watch TV, and I had it all queued up. She goes, well, what are we going to watch? And I said, Jack Ryan's got a season four we didn't know about. So we watched the first episode. We watched the entire season.
Is it only six episodes?
Six episodes. Oh, and up till 3 a.m. to watch the end of the season four.
The 6 to 8 episodes is the perfect amount
season. It's a great number, yeah.
I mean, I've been
10 max. Yeah. Eight's great.
Binge watching 24, and I'm like,
There's 22 episodes per season.
Yeah, those shows that used to be on TV.
Yeah,
it's
the
impossible.
TV one makes it rough. Yeah.
Is it? Does it matter if they're shorter? If they're like 30 minutes, then are you good?
Yeah,
with
it matters.
Like,
yeah, it matters. Because you can do more episodes.
15 episodes. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
3 a.m. How are you awake?
Well, I mean, it was intense enough to keep you awake, and you know. Thankfully, with the 10-second basically in between episodes, you know, you don't even have time to think about it. I look at it, I go, one more? Yep, okay.
Let's go.
But the only bad part was there was no nap on Friday. So it was, you know, get up at 3:45 and then stay up till 3 the next morning. That kind of wrecked me for Saturday, but yeah, binge watch the whole season. The only bad thing about that, too, is then on Saturday, you're like, gosh, I wish there was more of them because I'd watch them Saturday night.
Right. That it came out a year ago. So
yeah, summer of last year. I don't know how I missed it.
Is there another one coming?
I think that's it. That was the final season. I think. Okay. Yeah, yeah. And not because anything. No, I'm not going to ruin it. I don't want to ruin it for.